Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so I was just talking to a client who was telling me about some deals that he had started negotiating before we started working together. And he says to me, well, look, in the order taker days, here's how I used to have these conversations. And I laugh because he speaks of the order taker days as if it's some distant time in the past, almost a previous life, whereas it was actually only a couple of months ago. And in just a couple of months, he's taken on this new identity where he's gone from order taker to trusted advisor. So the old version of him was extremely smart and capable, but from a sales perspective, he was just kind of showing up to sales conversations and letting clients tell him what they want, and then simply giving them a proposal and a price that they could either say yes or no to. In other words, he was an order taker. But now things could not be more different. Now he's leading the conversation. He's engaging them in a conversation around their goals and their dreams and their aspirations and their desired future state. And he's guiding them towards a solution that's gonna help them get there. And now he's charging way, way more for his services, up to 10 times more in some cases than he used to charge as an order taker. And in fact, he's now doing work that he used to do for free where he's charging money for it, all because he's changed his identity. He no longer sees himself as an order taker, he sees himself as a trusted advisor. And what's interesting is that his capabilities have not changed. He's still the same professional with the same expertise and the same skills he's always had, but his perspective has changed. His identity has changed. The way that he views his business and his expertise has changed. And now he realizes that he's been selling himself short this entire time, where he's been showing up as an order taker, listening to what clients want, and then just giving them a proposal that will give them what they want for a certain price, whereas he should have been showing up as a trusted advisor, as a leader in that conversation. Now, obviously there's more to it than what I can share in this video, but at its core, that change is a change in identity and mindset, and it begins with a decision. Once you decide to stop taking orders, to stop selling consulting services the way that your barista at Starbucks sells you coffee, where clients tell you what they want and you simply give them a price, that's when things get a whole lot more interesting for you as a consultant and as a business owner. So, question for you today is, if you're somebody who has made that leap from order taker to trusted advisor, I would love to hear the story of how you made that leap in the comments. What was the defining moment for you? How did you make that shift? What made you realize that you were selling yourself short as an order taker? Jump into the comments and let us know, because my hope is that your comments and your stories will inspire a whole bunch of people who are closet order takers to finally come out of the closet and level up and assume the position of the trusted advisor. So jump into the comments and share your story. I would love to hear it. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.